Yo, BJ Godor with the Get Some Gains podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about turning 40. I'm now an old man, by the way. And my latest project, the Top 40 Fit Over 40 Exercises List. It's an epic 40-plus minute YouTube video that is available at youtube.com/BJGodor. You got to check this video out. I have never put as much effort into a single video in my entire career. This is complete. This is thorough. I got to give a quick shout out to Chris Warren, aka C-Dubs, for doing an amazing job filming this, editing it. He and I have been working so hard on this for about a month now. And man, it's an incredible resource and it's free. And, you know, just a quick rundown on it. I'm going to talk about more of this as we go through, but 40 plus minutes, there are 40 total exercises. I break each move down for a minute. So every move is a minute or less. It's very focused. It's fast focused. And there are four categories of movement. So there's core, there's lower body, there's upper body, and there's total body. And there's 10 moves in each category. With that, I pick an elite eight. So the top eight movements, two from each category to form the ultimate 40-minute express 20-minute Fit Over 40 workout. So this is like, by the way, which is an incredible routine. I'll be using it for the next 40-plus years, God willing. And it's got a great flow, and it's a way to kind of get a minimalist version of this, you know, huge compilation video. But what I wanted to do with this, and by the way, there's a free companion ebook, which is, it reads and is designed like an actual book, but it's free. You know, part of what I wanted to do, I had originally planned on writing a book for my 40th birthday, and I took on so much work this year to try to, you know, rebuild the business and bounce back from what was one of our worst years in business ever since I've been in business, and we've done a great job of that this year, and I just didn't have the time or focus to do a bigger project. And with that, I was going to do the EHO project. And ultimately, in my heart and soul, I just didn't think the timing was right. And the timing was right for something like this. You know, my goal with this is I'm trying to reach out to a new audience. You know, like, and please don't take this the wrong way, but my audience has been stale for the last 5 years since I've left Men's Health. I haven't done many collaborations. The first collaboration I've done was recently with Tony Jeffries and trying to get out there more and get in front of new people. And what I mean by stale is that I haven't added new people. In fact, I've lost people just as you would normally lose people if you're not getting in front of new people. So it's not like it's a huge knock against anyone. It's just a fact. Like, you got to constantly get in front of new people if you want to maintain and or grow your audience. And I haven't done a good enough job of that. So this is kind of a way to reach out to an older audience, which I'm now a part of, entering middle age, and a lot of wisdom. And, you know, at the same time, like, you know, I feel great. I don't have the same energy I used to. That's the biggest thing I notice. I just don't have that unlimited energy that I had when I started my career. I don't have the same zest or passion for it. I'm trying to do the best I can to offset that with being smarter and more effective and efficient and all that stuff. But it's just the reality of getting older. And, you know, I can't change it. It is what it is. But I have a lot of knowledge to share. And, you know, I've been getting ready for this milestone for a couple years now. Initially, it was kind of getting ready with depression, like really feeling like maybe my career was going to be over, or my best years were behind me, or my prime was behind me, etc. But, you know, I had a great birthday. First of all, thank many of you. I want to thank you guys for just the birthday wishes. It means a lot to me. Many of you took the time out of your busy schedules to share some kind words. It means a great deal to me. And this project, by the way, isn't just for people over 40. Like, if I could leave people younger than that with something today, it's like, make the transition now. Because it's really difficult to fix injuries the older you get. You know, you don't have the same recovery capacity. You don't have the same motivation. So making a transition to a longevity approach, the sooner you can, the better. And I've also spent the last several years rebuilding my body because I realized that the window to fix some of the things that I've never fully fixed, you know, with my knees or whatever, was closing. And I've tried to take advantage of my access to water, both hot and cold, or a room or outdoor temperature, based on whatever it is. We don't heat the pool. And be able to evolve my body in a way that is conducive to doing, to being effective for the next 40 plus years. Right? I need to find longevity in this game, and I'm hoping the next decade will be my finest, because the reality is I've never been better at making content. I've never had more knowledge and experience, and I am a lot smarter about this because, again, my ego is no longer the driving force in the way I approach my training, my business, my life, you know, and that's been the biggest shift. And I'm so excited about this project. I took on quick story behind it. I'm not going to talk about each movement here because, again, like, there's a video that I think will blow your mind that we put together. I used everything I know about content to make this video. We shot, it's got a great intro and outro. It's got an introduction for each category. And then, like I said, I basically tried to treat this as 41-minute videos, meaning that every second was action-packed and information-loaded. And we have, everything's been voiced over, meaning you're going to get the best possible audio. Some of it had to be sped up to fit in a minute, but there's a companion text transcription basically throughout the entire video that will help as well. And, you know, changing angles and giving you guys a visual for everything we're talking about. I was trying to make like just the best YouTube video I've ever made. And you know, it's one of those things. I had hopes that this would help grow my channel and, again, attract, you know, an over 40 audience that I'm trying to now really target moving forward. And not that, again, which I have to be very specific about this. It doesn't mean that if you're under 40, you're not going to benefit from this stuff. I've been doing this stuff really for the last 10 years, but I wanted to refine it into like a true exercise list of movements to focus on. These are the core of what we do at thedailybj.com. It'll be the core of what we do ongoing. And I just wanted to make a kick-ass video, man. I wanted to put everything into it. I was, the last off week we had, and I think this actually was right before the off week, and I was like, you know, I got to do something special for my birthday. And I'm like, let me take on this challenge of making, putting like everything into a video. And even if it tanks, like, I'm just being honest with you. I'm so proud of this. I'm so proud of what Chris Warren put together. I think this is a timeless video. It'll be referenced long after I'm gone, which is great about YouTube. It lives forever. And man, it's like, I don't see how you can pick holes in what we put together. And with every movement too, I talk about, like, you know, so you understand like how each minute is put together. I explain how to do it with perfect form, show it, talk about progressions, regressions, modifications. I give prescriptions where possible, how to make it like a mini workout or how to incorporate into your routine. And I give my favorite variation. So it's really just like, man, it's an awesome video. And I was hoping this would really grow the channel. I'll ask if you watch it, please like, share, subscribe, and share it with anyone you know that is over 40, adjacent to 40, or that, you know, someone, you people that are into this stuff. And again, many of you that I train many of you, I know many of you based on our feedback and dailybj.com, that you're maybe late 20s, even early 30s, but you've bought into this approach because you've learned from lessons I've shared. Like, you don't want to wear your body down. You don't want to cash all your fitness checks by the time you turn 40. But for those of us that have made the mistakes of chasing load and leading with ego and have some wear and tear, this is the true path forward. You know, there's no barbell exercises. Everything is home and travel friendly, because that's a big part of making this a consistent lifestyle. And, you know, we use our classic training tools: body weight, bands, med balls, resistance bands, bells. And by bells, I mean dumbbells, mainly dumbbells and some kettlebell. And we have a approach that we can use forever. Now, again, you don't need any expensive equipment. The biggest thing you need access to are you know, bars for dips and pull-ups or rows or TRX or gymnastics rings. But other than that, man, this is stuff that this is a very, it's a, an affordable home gym. It's a type of travel setup where like a championship defense, it travels well. You can do a lot of this stuff. Sliders are part of it too. You can do a lot of this stuff in hotel gyms or even your hotel room for more bodyweight stuff, bands. So, man, you got to check this out. Again, youtube.com/BJGador. If you can't watch it all at once, definitely add it to your watch later list. And we even have this like killer progress bar that kind of will allow you to kind of go between different sections or know how long you are in each section. I've been a student of YouTube really the last 3 months, and I was like, you know what, let me put everything I'm learning about watching the people that are killing it right now, and then, but also then taking my knowledge of content, you know, where my biggest gaps are in the being like a creator, meaning like you got to know how to edit video and you got to know the best social media practices, all that. That's where I am trying to get better. But from a subject matter expertise, like that's where I'm best. And I knew I had to bring Chris Warren on this project because what I wanted to create, I just wasn't capable of doing on my own because I don't have those skills. So it was just before our last off week, and I looked at the calendar. I'm like, man, my birthday's coming up. And I'm like, you know what, let me take on next week during the off week. I'm going to make it a creative sprint. Meaning, you know, like I don't have to train. I'm just, it's a recovery type of focus. I'm taking social media off. And I'm like, you know, instead of just doing whatever I was going to do, I'm going to use the time to do something spectacular. And this will be maybe an approach I start using ongoing because I am very good in sprints. And we kind of had a deadline in place for this. So it happens like it's released pretty quickly after my birthday. And it was important. I share this because some of you are entrepreneurs or some of you have, you know, visions or goals or dreams of being so. And when you're your own boss, you know, like it's difficult to get things done as fast as maybe they would if you had someone barking at you or over your shoulder putting deadlines on you. So a lot of times, you know, I don't like deadlines because they stress you out. But the thing about stress, you know, pressure makes diamonds, and all the great things I've done in my career have been under stressful situations. But had I taken this on while I was still doing my full workload and training load, you know, it would have put me in a situation where I would have had stress overload. So I picked my spots. That's part about getting older is you pick your spots and you find ways to do great things without overwhelming yourself and without it negatively impacting the people that you care about in your life. So we shot all day at our home gym here that we just designed, a nice home studio. The video looks great. I'm also going to be turning the clips we've made into kind of an exercise database for the dailybj.com, which will hopefully unlock my ability to get you guys more routines. You know, with the 40 movements we use the most allows me to for the user, if you're not familiar with the movement, you can watch it in a minute and learn how to do it. And the key variations we use are also in there. Like I said, regressions, modifications, you know, there might be additional questions that can come, but I'm thinking of ways on how I can add value to the dailybj.com, make myself more agile as a programmer for you guys, maybe get you guys more routines because this, I don't know exactly, but I'm just letting you know that was where my mind was at with this. It also, because I made 40 1-minute videos, essentially to make this compilation video, not including like the extra pieces that make it full, I've got 40 short form pieces of content. And that's, again, I'm sharing this because the content flow is really important. I'm just starting to really figure this out. I've been at this a long time. I get a lot of young trainers or people that are coaches or they wonder how you get a lot of stuff done. And so I share, like, when I thought of this, I'm like, I'm not just going to make this YouTube video because what, you know, hey, what if the YouTube video doesn't do well? Then I'm going to be like, I'll be upset if it doesn't do well, but at the same time, like I know anyone who watches this all the way, I'm probably going to have, you know, a supporter for life because they're going to feel and see what went into it. I have no doubt about that. I can't control how many people see it or who shares it, but all I can do is my best, and it was made in a way that I think it'll age. This video will age very well. Maybe 5 years from now, it goes viral. I don't know, or it just continues to grow over the next 5 to 10+ years. But I had to think about, you know, how can I leverage this, because you know there was an investment in time, resources, and money to put this together, a big one, and it's 40 short form pieces of content that I shot in a single day. And just so you know how, like, the shorts that we share, short meaning like 60 seconds or less, typically vertical format, you know, that's the stuff you'll see on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, which is a new short form vehicle for information on YouTube that people are using a lot now. As kind of a companion to the traditional long form YouTube content. I've got 40 pieces of marketing content out of this too that I'm going to have turned into vertical video. We shot it widescreen, but you can have someone turn that into vertical video too. And typically it takes us like two to three short pieces of content the way you have to shoot it now, which means a lot of different clips. You know, it's not as easy as now. In the past, you could just shoot a single video, which I could do in a minute. It takes about an hour to shoot 2 to 3 short pieces of content. So, you know, and just so you know, like a lot of time goes into that stuff. And that doesn't include the editing that has to go after you shoot it, to do the voiceover, putting the clips in place, trimming the clips, speeding them up, slowing them down, whatever you have to do there, all in it. It takes a lot of time. So the fact that I could get 40 pieces of marketing content out of this was huge. Turned it into an exercise database for the dailybj.com, and then obviously this big compilation video. So just trying to get the most out of the investment in time, which is critical. This is all part of you know, being on the smarter side of 30, or now over 40. And I did some research, and there really isn't a lot of good stuff for people over 40. I was surprised. There's more for women than there is for men. And it just so happens that we tend to follow information from people we identify with. So yeah, I have like, of all the people that follow or support what we do or consume what we do, it's about 80% men. So, you know, I at the same time, like this is, I have the same recommendations for men as for women, or whatever you identify as. So take that as you will, but I just know how it works. You know, this is going to be one of those videos that I think is going to resonate more with men because they see a man on camera showing it, talking, but that's just the nature of the beast. But there wasn't really a lot of, there wasn't a lot of space there. And you know what? I am also, I told Chris Warren when we were shooting this content that I'm now the youngest 40-year-old in the game. So I guess that's a way to look at it too. I am now in a new category of midlife, and but I'm just getting started. I've got hopefully, God willing, I can stay healthy and stay in the game. A lot more years left in me, and you know, I'm hoping I can inspire people over 40 to stay with this. It's been tough to see a lot of people that we had were long-term members or supporters that are like, they're gone. The pandemic, I think, sadly, will forever have ruined the fitness of some people because, you know, they for whatever reason, you know, they were, a lot of people like around my age too, like elder millennial, they're just done. They're no longer interested in the content. They've got bigger fish to fry, whether they lost their job, changed careers, had young kids or newborns. A lot of people struggle with their business, you know, and with that comes financial trouble, which can often cause relationship troubles. You know, there's so many factors involved, but it's sad because, you know, this is where you really start to age. You know, this is where you really start to age if you don't take your fitness seriously. You don't realize that every day you've got to invest, you know, all in at least 20 minutes, ideally up to an hour into your physical health and fitness, and mental too. But you know, this is the stuff that, and I share this with you because, you know, I've seen the challenges of aging, and many of you have as well. You know, right now my mom is going through some like terrible spinal pain, like debilitating. You know, she says she often has to cry to get through it. And she's looking to get another shot, possibly surgery. She can't even get on the ground. And I tried to, you know, again, I don't know if I could have, you know, you can't really help your family. Family doesn't listen to family. it's kind of on deaf ears, but about 10 to 20 years ago, I told her, like, you know, the window to start making some of these changes is starting to close. And before you know it, like, I was trying to show her, you know, really hit home with me when one of the things that I recommend just for lower back pain is to actually get on the ground and put your legs up against a wall with your hips as close to the wall as possible, leg elevation, because it helps reset your pelvic position and your lumbar spine attaches into the pelvis, so they work together. You can stretch your hamstrings and your hips and your groin that way too, and do some breathing. It's just a nice restorative position. And she's like, "Well, you're sweet. I can't get on the ground." And I'm like, "Okay, so this is how far gone it is." And this is why, like, people wonder, why are you so obsessed with get-ups? Because if you work the get-up regularly, you'll always be able to get up and down off the ground. Once you lose that ability, now you've really put yourself in a situation. And by the way, spoiler alert, the get-up is number one in the total body category. Because, and they've done studies on this, there's a couple of studies about longevity, and one of them is being able to get up and off the ground without assistance is a predictor of how long you will live. With that, I shared recently too that a single leg balance is another key component of longevity because of the proclivity to falls. And when you fall and you can't get up, bad things can happen. And just by falling, you know, your bone density naturally will decrease with age, especially if you're not doing resistance training. You can you break a hip and now you're in a process where, like, you're going to end up in a wheelchair or you're going to end up handicapped. You know, the whole mindset of this changes. When you're young, it's all about trying to be sexy and look amazing and get shredded and ripped, all that bullshit, right? And I'm not saying that I don't care about still looking my best. That's important because, you know, that's part of what I think people listen to me in this for, because, you know, it's whether or not they know I have the knowledge or I can demonstrate it to them. In this business, you have to look the part and you got to be able to show the movements properly and all that stuff. But, you know, from my standpoint, it's all about mobility. It's all about mobility because, you know, I don't have to use heavy weights to demonstrate exercises. I just have to show the exercises with perfect form through a full range of motion so you replicate them. You know, and for you guys, you know, as you're getting older too, I have distance coaching clients, like, I wish I was a little bit leaner, blah, blah, blah. But what I have to tell them too is, like, don't forget part of, like, you're making gains as you age, if you're not gaining more body fat like everyone else is, or you're not losing muscle mass like everyone else is. So your expectations and your ambitions with this change. And I remember when I was like, I just got started in this career, you know, fresh, green, endless energy, huge ego, trying to make a name for myself. And we actually had a boot camp called Get Sexy Boot Camps. It makes me vomit now. It's very cringy mentioning it now, but that's what I thought was all that people wanted. And we had a lot of middle-aged people do it and bought into it. But now that I am in middle age, whether I look it or not, you know, I understand what people meant when they say to me, like, I just want to be healthy, or I just want to be able to, you know, I don't want to have injuries. I don't want to be in pain. Like, you don't want to be in pain. Pain is what destroys quality of life. Whether or not you have a lot of muscle or you have a six pack, that's not going to do anything for your quality of life. I'm just telling you right now. But being in pain and being miserable and depressed because you can't move and you can't do things that you love, that's the type of stuff that steals joy. And that's why it pains me when I see people abusing fitness and misusing exercises and not doing things intelligently, like many of us did several decades ago, especially if you had an athletic background where, you know, you were put in an old school situation where it's like, get under the bar and move it no matter what. And a lot of us have the battle scars or the wear and tear to prove it. And I don't want people that are young to make these mistakes. So again, I know the way things work, and a lot of, you know, the titling was for search, you know, top 40, fit over 40, whatever. But this video, I believe, applies to all ages, but I think it's going to resonate most with people that are older because they're more mature and they understand, they feel their age, right? And there's no reason you can't still make great improvements over 40, but you've got to be smart about it and you got to understand what you're not going to be as able to do as you were 10 to 20 years ago and be okay with that. But then also understand that because you're smarter, because you know when to pick your spots, because you understand the importance of recovery, which is really where a lot of the focus needs to shift, because that's what you've lost. You've lost recovery. Now you've got to do so much extra just to stay in the game, or just to stay at, you've got to maybe do a couple more hours of stuff a week just to recover the way you used to 5 or 10 years ago. But that's that, you know, that that's the exchange. You get more wisdom and you need to do more recovery, right? That's the exchange of this whole process. So I can't wait to share this with you. At the time of listening to this, it's live at youtube.com/BJGadur. And again, I'd appreciate if you share with anyone around that age or over, and anyone that you care about really, or that like is looking for a masterclass in physical education. I wanted to talk briefly about my birthday. Some of you asked, like, what did you do and stuff like that. And again, like I initially was looking at this, and I share this because I know there are many of you listening that are going to be 40 soon, whether it's in a couple months or a couple years, or, 5 or 10 years, it's going to fly by. Trust me. I never thought I'd be this old. And, like I joke about, I've already lived well longer than Jesus. So, I guess it's already been a good life and I'm grateful for it. But, I really was not looking forward to this. How much hair am I going to have left? How much of it's going to be gray? Am I going to start to lose my physique? All this stuff, all these things come into play, a genuine midlife crisis, which was exacerbated by the pandemic and all the stuff that happened with the pandemic. But I really had a good day. It was one of those days that was just to the essence of kind of who I am. I was able to wake up without an alarm, see my beautiful wife, our dog. I had coffee with them. We watched a little show, and I was able to do a workout on my own terms. Had a nice extended warm-up. I was outside training with the view of the desert. Under the sun, I did some land and sea where I go in the pool and then I come onto land and do some stuff, which I've been doing a lot of lately because it's like built-in recovery to my training. And I'm also investing heavily in the water because, we're going to evolve together, and many of you are going to need, you're going to need the water to stay in the game as you get older. I'm just telling you right now. So that's part of what just as I invested in boxing 4 years ago, and now I'm finally, I feel competent enough to start really, sharing it and teaching it, though I have been, but I mean like at a level where I'm doing it publicly, not just to people that are members, right? Because now there's a whole level of criticism and, people that aren't getting your tutelage directly, there's a greater responsibility to show things, they're more likely to screw things up. So, but anyway, I believe the water training will be what boxing is for you now. Like many of you that bought into it are now like, wow, I've got this skill now that's going to keep me young, that is anti-aging, that gives me rhythm and coordination, that trains my brain, it was just a great workout, and just felt great. I just was very grateful for, it was also like, it was finally like one of the first cooler days. It had been over 105 to 110 during the days, and then most of the days it wasn't getting under 100, and by the way, of course, luckily, and this is what I'm grateful for now, our air conditioning broke, and just in time for a little bit of some colder days. I mean, by colder, I mean, it's like 95. So if I pass out during this episode, it's because we have no AC and I can't have any fans on for the audio purposes, or I have a small silent fan going. Hopefully you can't hear, but anyway, it was a cooler day, and just everything that you love about kind of the Palm Springs area, which is the views, the sun, and it was just awesome. It was just a great workout. And then we did some additional pool time. Our dog is now like able to swim and play and catch balls in there. So we have a lot of fun with her in there. Helps her cool down. And I don't think you can live in the desert without a pool, man. It's just you need an ability to cool your body down. But I had what did I have for breakfast? I forget. I think I had protes, instant oatmeal with some protein powder, some walnuts, chopped up banana, some organic berries and cherries, a little honey drizzle, a little peanut butter on top. And I do a little dollop of whipped cream too. And then at night I had a really good meal. I there's this Peruvian restaurant, and they I get like the whole chicken. I've been doing that a lot, by the way. My birthday was on Saturday, so most Saturdays I've been just doing this meal where I get a whole chicken out of the they have this amazing rotisserie, and it I get a salad, I get some red beans, and that's like kind of my meal. But I treated myself to like we had some treats. We had like a Korean takeout feast on Thursday, and a little bit of Taco Bell. I think I'm trying to remember. Yeah, but on the actual day of my birthday, I ate really well. Besides, I had some carrot cake for dessert. That's my favorite dessert, carrot cake. I do like banana cream pie, but carrot cake to me is like the ultimate. I don't respect people who don't like carrot cake. I hope it's not you listening, but carrot cake is my jam. And Naomi got me there's this place in the Bronx that has a special carrot cake, and they deliver all over the world. And she got me a special one. And we still have some leftover carrot cake for this weekend too, which I'm looking forward to indulging in. And I have to laugh too, because my wife got me some pretty awesome but hilarious gifts, like very time-sensitive gifts, meaning she got me some stuff for my knees for like recovery. There's like a wrap for that has infrared light that helps with healing that she got me. She also got me this, it's called the Power Dot from Therabody, which is like a electrical stimulation device that you can put on areas all over your body. But I've been using it mainly on my quads and my knee to help with my quad activation and help build the weaker areas, and also help with the knee as well, my left knee in particular. So it was just funny because it was like geriatric gifts. Like it was all recovery stuff. And it's something that's what I wanted. That's what I needed, because that's what's important to me right now. Is recovery. That's what's going to allow me to keep doing this and provide for my family. So, and it's what's going to allow many of you to stay active long term. So, but I had to laugh because it was like all these gifts were recovery focused. The only thing I got myself one of those scrapers. It's like a metal stick. I think it's called a scraper. I forget. But anyway, I've been stripping my quad with it, with BJ's Body Butter. I stripped my quad trying to heal the fascia. And it was just a really good day. And I also watched, like, I watched this incredible documentary about Shaq. If you follow Bored Film on YouTube, you can find it. It's called Shaq Attack. I'm like, wow, young Shaq was the man. The stuff that the athleticism that guy showed at 7 feet, 300 pounds when he was like in his prime was incredible. I finished the Tyson series on Hulu. I watched the Lakers Legacy series on Hulu as well. And it was just like everything I like, which is, you know, some good activity, some time under the sun in the water, good food, some movies, and then hanging out with my inner circle. So it was a really special day, and I felt good about being 40. I you know, like, I've been really getting ready for the day for a long time, and I feel great. I like I said, I have to be honest with the fact that I just wish I had the energy I did when I was younger, but I have a lot of other things I've gained in the last, you know, 20 years in my professional career that I have to be proud of and happy for, and understand that just the exchange, the proper exchange with how this all works. But it was just a good day, and I didn't do anything like people. I hope you do something special. We might do some. Part of the thing is it fell during like the middle of a current phase. So we might go to do a little getaway during the 2 week fall break coming up. But those that know me, that I'm a simple guy, and it was exactly what I wanted. And it was a great day. And I have hope now. I really do have hope for the future. Again, I was dreading it. And I hope I'm sharing this because for those of you that are about to reach this milestone, I just hope you don't take it that way. Just make the necessary changes, you know, get ready for it. But, you know, try to approach it with hope for the future, because it's the only way to do it. You can't control getting older. And there are, I think, a lot of good days ahead for all of us over 40, especially if we take our health and fitness seriously. That's part of the, I don't know what it is now. Is like 40 the new 20 or whatever it is, but no one's going to confuse me for a 20-year-old, all right? Now, I feel great, and I think it's important to, you know, shift from looking at the way you look to the way you feel at this age, and don't put too much pressure on yourself performance. It's just about getting workouts done. Get your workouts done. Stay active. You know, a lot of the ambitions that some of us have, you know, you just got to be cognizant of the fact that you have too much going on to really do big things, or things that, you know, maybe they just don't need to be done. You just have to stay active. You got to get your workouts in. Don't make it a bigger thing than it has to be. And you move on with life, and you hope for a better future and more opportunities and stuff like that. And that's what's interesting too, is I don't know what the future holds. And I'm curious to see what happens the next 5 or 10 years. I hope I'm poised to do some good things in the space that I'm in. And I think many of you will be too, in terms of what you do, because it all starts with, you know, it's a unique combination of mind, body, and soul. And the mind and the soul can't work properly without the body. The body's the vehicle for all of it. And I know many of you take it seriously, and, you know, be positive, control what you can. And I'm looking forward to trying to be the best I can be the next decade to help you navigate getting older, and to help other people that maybe aren't listening yet, try to reach them and get them involved in what we do, so I can keep doing this. Not just to take care of my family, but also to keep doing this and keep helping you. Many of you have been with me for 5 to 10 plus years. So, you know, I thank you for the support. I thank you for the birthday wishes. I thank you for your trust and belief. And I hope to honor that by continuing to be a master at my craft and continue to evolve and improve and add skills that I can pass on to you, and add wisdom and knowledge that I can pass on to you. And I'm grateful for getting this far. I mean, it's really, I know many of you that are like 50 or 60 or whatever, like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Like, get over yourself. You're not that old. It's old. I mean, I remember when I was young, I used to think people that were 35 were old, you know? So again, I know your perspective changes and all that stuff. And by the way, like, I have to say this because I've had people message me like, you're insulting me when you call yourself old because I'm older than you. It's like, well, I can say whatever I want about myself. I'm not calling you old, but I mean, people, I'm an old man in a young man's game. I've said this before, and it's going to be the challenge of my life to stay relevant in this space, and to, you know, find a way to continue to motivate myself to do stuff that is just harder for me now than it was 10, 20 years ago. So, but I'm up for the challenge, and a big part of that is because I've had your support along the way too. So be sure to check out, go to youtube.com/BJGador, subscribe to the channel. That's where my best free educational content is becoming. Again, YouTube for me is a educational platform. It's a supplemental platform for what we do at thedailybj.com. Thedailybj.com is paid customized programming. So if there's any confusion, understand that my paid programming, my best programming is at thedailybj.com. All right. But what I will continue to do is I will do educational stuff at YouTube, and I'm hoping this video is the start of a really great curriculum that's free, and you know, that can really impact a lot of people, and also bring more people. I got to bring more people into thedailybj.com, because that's what is the hub of what we do. It allows us to keep doing stuff like this, and you know, obviously your continued support is much appreciated. That's about it. Again, I'm not going to talk about the movements because I think they're better to be seen, and I want you to just check out the video, but I wanted to come in and let you know about it, everything that went into it. And again, special thanks to Chris Warren for just a phenomenal fire edit, and for filming all of this for me. And, you know, I really hope you love it. And I also thank you again for the birthday wishes. And I'm looking forward to being the best I can be to help you become the best you can be moving forward. Much love. Peace.